Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Stretch Goose Podcast Reboot, inaugural episode number one, part of the Fonts Media Network now. My brother and I have put some stuff together. You have the Bleacher Banter with Kyle and Manuel. It's our sports podcast. You have the World Ablaze with George Fonts. That is the government/politics podcast. You have Random Thoughts with Manuel and George. That is just where my brother and I get together and we just talk about God knows what for an hour or two. And then you have the Lost Tapes of the Stretch Goose Network, was something I was doing by myself for a long time. You have now 160-something episodes on there. You get to listen to the journey that I've been on, where I've gone, how I've, you know, what I've covered, not covered, all that good stuff. And so here we are in the thick of it now. We're getting serious, I guess, as they say, and we're going forward with it. So what I want to do in the first ever episode is something that I've been kind of wanting to do, which is critique other shows on occasion. And I'm going to start with something that was said on the Louder Than Crowder podcast. And I don't know who is who, but I've been periodically listening to some of the stuff out of these guys. They basically just talk shit about Steven Crowder for an hour, hour and a half. But they do have some zingers that occasionally kind of like confuse the piss out of me. And this is one of them. So we're gonna pick up their latest episode roughly 30 minutes in, and I'm going to play this clip, and I'm going to tell you what I think.
Billions of Palestine. At all.
I don't know anyone that is probably how he feels about it.
Yeah, because he doesn't know anyone who gives a shit about anybody else.
Exactly. I mean, that's his theory. We're going to dive pretty deep into it.
But yeah, like, and here's the thing with all those other things. Obviously, people react to the initial reports.
Of course.
Right? So for one, Stephen, be more responsible with your journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And everyone be responsible
Everybody,
with your
yes.
journalism.
Even then. Let's look at George Floyd, for example, right? The big thing was, I can't breathe, right? Mm-hmm. And then it, you know, the toxicity reports came out and found out that he was on drugs or whatever.
Sure.
The thing is that a lot of those things don't matter to the general idea of the movement. And the general idea of the movement is that police shouldn't treat black people differently than they treat white people.
Over-policing, brutal.
Yes,
in arrests. Yeah.
And so if let's say, here's a great example. Let's say you found out a young kid in your neighborhood said, hey, my dad touched me inappropriately. Mm-hmm. So you started fighting to stop pedophilia. Okay? Then you find out that kid wasn't being honest. Do you need to stop the fight against pedophilia?
Whoa. Little Ricky.
What the fuck is the problem here? Sorry. I'm upset.
No, you can be upset. it's upsetting.
You know, the thing is that if the entire reason, the spark that lit the fire, if that has now changed and whatever, that doesn't delegitimize the fire.
No. Being on drugs doesn't
delegitimize your
Chauvin,
death.
Chauvin killed him.
Yes.
He's in jail.
In jail for it.
Yeah,
yes.
He got convicted of that. So.
Okay, I listened to that shit at least three or four times. And I'm going to tell you right now, it certainly delegitimizes the protest. If you are, and let's take this pedophile thing for a second. If you are putting in a fight to stop pedophilia based on what your son tells you or kid or whatever, and then halfway through it, you find out that it was all bullshit, and then suddenly you're going to keep doing it? I mean, if I knew that something was based on a lie, I don't think I would do it. I don't think I would still do it. I don't think anybody with two brain cells to rub together would fucking continue the protest, continue the fight, if it was a complete lie. It was all, and everything of that was completely confirmed to be a lie. I would not sit there and continue to do something knowing that the entire premise of it is bullshit. It's all fake. And for this dude to sit here and say, oh, it doesn't take away from the general purpose of the protest. Yes, it does. George Floyd is one of his other examples. If you were to go into a full-blown protest over a cop murdering George Floyd, which is as it was presented, and it launched a movement that we knew then and now was all bullshit and fake, which was the Black Lives Matter movement. We knew that it was a front. We knew that all they did was take everybody's money. We know that all they fucking did was go out there and buy real estate with it in white neighborhoods, no less. We know that they didn't help any of the black neighborhoods. We know that the entire premise that started this all was bullshit. It was all fabrication. But they were playing on people's fears, if you will, by saying, oh, you know, cops are killing us, we've got to get going. And the whole time, through the toxicology and the coroner's report, we find out that it was an overdose. We find out that he was overdosing right there on the fucking pavement. Now, they ended up at the end of this little deal here, as he says, oh, yeah, well, he killed him. You know, he was convicted. He died of an overdose. We all know that to be true. So if I'm protesting and I find out that the whole basis of the protest isn't true, if you know it's not true and it's confirmed not to be true, most of the time, if not all the time, if you are an intelligent individual, you would not continue. Because everything is based on a lie. Totally fabricated. And Chauvin being convicted of murder, even with the evidence presented, doesn't necessarily mean that he killed him per se. It just tells you that the public needed someone to hang for it. And he was the sacrificial lamb. That simple. Now, of course, these guys aren't going to sit there and acknowledge that. They're just going to say, well, he was convicted by the courts, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but when you look at it, and again, another issue with the liberal side of the aisle, the blue donkeys, is everything is complex, everything is nuanced, everything is just over everybody's head. We're all too stupid to figure this out, other than us. It's all ridiculous. If you know what you're doing is based off of a fucking lie, based off of fabricated nonsense, I guarantee you that you're not going to keep doing it. But the problem is that these liberal blue donkey fuckheads want you to be stupid. They want you to be ignorant. And they are hoping that you are. And they are praying that you are. And that's something else I want to just kind of dive into a little bit. Is this George Soros thing before I tap out here. George Soros. Everybody says, oh, we never took a dime from George Soros. George Soros, everybody knows, is a billionaire family. They donate to a lot of fucking causes and a lot of committees, a lot of groups, and then those groups go ahead and put that money to use. So every fucking idiot out there that has taken money from any of those groups, any of those, you know, entities that George Soros is putting money into, you are taking his money. Alvin Bragg said he's never taken a dime. There's been a lot of people on NBC that doesn't say the same shit. But then when you dig into it, you find out that Soros contributed to that campaign or contributed to that fund that guy is taking money from. So yes, you are being funded by George Soros. You can say directly, you can say indirectly, but you're taking his money. You are still taking his money till this day. Alvin Bragg took money from a group that Soros put money into. So he took from Soros. Now they'll say, no, he took from that group. But who took the, but who did they take the money from? George Soros. I don't know how this is so beyond comprehension for these fucking blue donkey knuckleheads. But, alas, what do I know, right? I'm here, sitting in my home in a shitty state, in the shitty state of California, trying to figure out how to get to the next day. That's all I'm here for, guys. That's it, guys. That is the first inaugural episode of the reboot of the Stretch Goose on the Fonts Media Network. I will see you guys on the next one with a much longer episode with more shit in it. Later!